Evangelium with Father Andrew Pinsent on the Epiphany.
The word Epiphany means a showing or manifestation, but the word can also refer to a sudden realization or grasping of the meaning of a thing. This feast could also be described, however, as the Theophany, a word that means the showing of God or divine disclosure. For today, we celebrate the first disclosure of the Son of God to the Gentiles, to the non-Jewish people, to magi or wise men from beyond the borders of ancient Israel. These men probably came from Persia, the area of the world today known as Iran. They were probably Zoroastrians, an ancient faith with some foreshadowing of the elements of Christian revelation. Zoroastrians believe, for example, in one uncreated God. But we know little about these men, except that they must have had remarkable humility. In their search for truth, they were prepared to go wherever they were guided by the star. They left their country and travelled first to Jerusalem, and finally to a humble dwelling in Bethlehem. And when they saw the child Jesus with his mother Mary, the Bible records an extraordinary action. These wise men, presumably notables of some wealth and importance in their own country, they fell to their knees and did him homage. In fact, the Greek word has been poorly translated as homage in many of our Bible translations. It will be more accurate to say worship. These wise men fell to their knees and worshipped. They worshipped because they had an epiphany, or theophany. In the face of Christ, they recognized the face of God made man. What then can these wise men teach us today? Well, there are no such things as inconsequential details in sacred scripture. And the naming of three gifts, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, teach us about Christ and the Christian life. Gold signifies the kingship and eternity of Christ, since gold is the unique metal that does not tarnish and decay. Frankincense is associated with worship and signifies in particular the divinity of Christ. Myrrh, used to embalm the dead, prefigures Christ's sacrificial death on the cross and his burial. The fact that these gifts are given to Christ also tells us, however, how he is to be worshipped today. The action of presenting gold urges us to lay that which is most precious before God. Now, what is precious can vary greatly, but I suggest that in the present world, where time seems so precious, the gift of time is perhaps the greatest thing that we can give to God. The gift of gold may therefore inspire us to do something that is quite difficult, namely to set aside time for God in our busy lives. The gift of frankincense unambiguously represents prayer. Developing the habit of prayer in our daily lives, even just a few minutes a day, is practically, apart from the sacraments, the most important single way in which we glorify Christ and receive the grace we need for the salvation of our souls. What about the gift of myrrh? As well as Christ's death, myrrh also symbolizes a kind of death of our own. Pope St. Gregory says that we offer myrrh when, by abstinence, we mortify the vices of the flesh. This period of Christmastide is a time of feasting, but throughout much of the Christian life, we need to develop habits of mortification, that is, to die small deaths by offering up sacrifices of a few of our own comforts and good things. It is probably uncontroversial to say that mortification is unpopular today, when we are surrounded by consumer plenty, at least in many countries and parts of the world. But such sacrifices are surprisingly fruitful in the Christian life. One common kind of mortification is to make a small sacrifice at every mealtime, something we would like to eat and we refuse to eat. Perhaps we might even cultivate the habit of a partial or complete fast once a week. So the wise men show us what true worship entails in a practical sense. Gold inspires us to give what is most precious to God, especially in today's age, our time. Frankincense urges us to pray. Myrrh points to the need to mortify our lives, to make some sacrifices of good things for the love of Jesus Christ. The wise men gave these things when they saw the face of God made man. As we begin a new year, may we follow their example and share one day in their reward.
Frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long angels and archangels may have gathered there. Cherubim and seraphim throng the air, but his mother only in her maiden bliss worship the what can I